Welcome to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party. Success in your first 90 days microcast. As you navigate the USAID landscape for the first time or seek to sharpen your skills, we're here to provide the guidance you need to navigate the unique challenges of this role. Host Dr. Donna Vincent Roa, an experienced Chief of Party and trailblazer in development innovation, will guide your journey.
Welcome to the Leadership Microcast that packs guidance and wisdom for the stewards of international development and humanitarian assistance projects, the chiefs of party managing USAID-funded projects around the globe. I'm your host, Dr. Donna Vincent Roa, and in the next few minutes and throughout this series, we will ignite your leadership journey, we'll enhance your management toolbox, and help you set the stage for a successful project. In this series, I'll share with you industry insights, research, and most importantly, my hard-won knowledge and experience. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where this finds you in our vast world of work. If you're leading a USAID-funded project, you're not just managing budgets and deliverables, but nurturing change. You're innovating solutions and driving impact. You're doing it under the watchful eye of stakeholders who trust your vision and your expertise. Today, we open the playbook for your first 90 days, a pivotal sprint where you'll lay the groundwork for the marathon ahead. Whether you're taking the helm for the first time or stepping into a new challenge, or you want to build a pipeline of new chiefs of party, these first steps are crucial. We'll share in this series the kinds of things that, well, I wish I would have known when I became a chief of party for the first time. Things that would have jump-started my transition to this new and important role. I'm honored to be able to guide you through this journey and to influence your thinking about what's possible. I also want to be able to help you to define success from a chief of party perspective with practical advice tailored to this situation. So let's set the scene. You're at the intersection of expectation and execution, where strategy meets the road and your actions set the tone for the journey ahead. What does all this take? Vision? Clarity? What about agility? To name a few. Now face it, when you take over a new USAID-funded project, you're a startup executive facing challenges and opportunities that are different from a turnaround, different from a realignment, or a sustaining success situation. In the days to come, we'll explore the essentials, from understanding the unique ecosystem of USAID, ensuring compliance without stifling innovation, to building an awesome culture that's as resilient as it is results-oriented. But let's talk about today, day one. It's about connections. Connecting with your team, your stakeholders, and the mission that drives your project. It's about listening. I mean, really listening. It's about understanding the nuanced landscape you're stepping into and purposefully mapping the path forward. Remember, the key to a successful start isn't just in the plans you bring to the table. It's in the relationships you forge, the trust that you build with your stakeholders, and also the shared commitment to the goals you're here to achieve. In my humble opinion, international development and humanitarian assistance is all about the relationships. Over the next 90 episodes, we're going to break down the complexities of the COP role into bite-sized, actionable insights. We're going to cover everything from stakeholder engagement to risk management to fostering innovation, one of my favorite subjects, and ensuring sustainability. And we're going to do it in a way that respects your time and your need for concise and meaningful content. Each of the microcasts in this program will be evergreen, providing firm advice regardless of the shifts within USAID or the broader development and humanitarian assistance context. So whether you're sipping your morning coffee, taking a breather between meetings, or winding down from a day of busy and impactful work, we're here to provide that spark, that little nudge, the nugget of insight that can influence how you work and how you manage a USAID project. As we wrap up today's introduction, remember this. Your role as a chief of party is more than a job. It's a calling not just to manage, but to lead, to not just follow the best practices, but to be the person that sets them, to not just envision a better future, but to lay the foundation for it brick by brick. Until then, this is Dr. Donna Vincent Roa reminding you that leadership is not just about the destination, but the beautiful impact we can create along the way. Have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party Success in Your First 90 Days Microcast, your go-to source for insightful, actionable guidance that can shape the success of your project. Let's continue to drive change and create impact, one USAID-funded project at a time.